personal network expand to include some of today's top business owners, thought leaders, and authors. Onward Nation is now listened to in more than 100 countries. It has received exceptional ratings and reviews, and there is a 3-month waiting list to appear as a guest. There are no secrets to being successful at podcasting and using it as a business development strategy to move onward to that next level. It is all here for you in this book. You simply need to be willing to do the common things uncommonly well. As Coach John Wooden said, make each day your masterpiece. Don Yeager, 9-time New York Times bestselling author. Introduction. How a podcast can be your Trojan horse of selling. We learn by doing. So, if you desire to master the principles you are studying in this book, do something about them. Apply these rules at every opportunity. If you don't, you will forget them quickly. Only knowledge that is used sticks in your mind. Dale Carnegie, from How to Win Friends and Influence People. My name is Stephen Westner. I am the CEO of Predictive ROI, a content marketing and lead agency, and the host of Onward Nation, a daily podcast for business owners. Our mission on Onward Nation is to be America's number one podcast for learning how today's top business owners think, act, and achieve. We immediately struck a powerful chord with listeners. Onward Nation became a top-ranked podcast within iTunes, new and noteworthy, in multiple categories, just 3 weeks after airing episode 1 with author Scott McCain on June 15, 2015. Onward Nation is now listened to in more than 200 countries, has received 100,000-plus downloads of its episodes, and will generate $2 million in revenue for Predictive ROI over the next 12 months. But how did we do all of that? We learned Onward Nation could become our Trojan horse. Your Trojan horse of selling. The legend of the Trojan horse comes from the story of the Trojan War between the Greeks and Troy, chronicled in the Odyssey, written by Homer near the end of the 8th century BC. The story, which could be fact or fiction, is a great illustration of strategy and subterfuge. According to the legend, the Trojan War ended in a stalemate because Greece was unable to devise a strategy to circumvent the city walls of Troy. The 10-year battle ended, and the Greek army made what looked to be a retreat to their homeland. The Trojan army investigated and found the beach abandoned. The Greek armada was gone, and a large wooden horse was all that remained on the desolate shore. The Trojans believed the Greeks had left the horse as a peace offering. They gleefully accepted the offering and pulled the horse from the beach, past their impenetrable city gates, into the city square, and began to celebrate their victory over the Greeks. However, a little due diligence by the Trojans would have been prudent. Perhaps they would have found the Greek strike force tucked inside the horse. The Greeks seized their opportunity late that night when they sneaked quietly out of the horse and opened the city gates so the balance of their army could enter unencumbered. The Greeks proceeded to sack the city. The story gave birth to the expression, "Beware a Greek bearing gifts." The monetization strategy behind your podcast, if executed properly, will work in a similar way. For example, a typical salesperson may have access to a decision maker within a dream prospect's company blocked by a gatekeeper. Any sort of sales opportunity is thwarted, and the salesperson may be forced to move on to her next prospect. However, what if you happen to be the host of a top-rated podcast and you are getting in touch with a decision maker because you would like to interview him about his journey, his secrets to success, and the wisdom he could share with others in his industry or the broader business community? Well now, you just changed the entire dynamic of the situation, didn't you? Your podcast increased the probability of a one-on-one, private, 60-minute conversation with your ideal prospect. But how did your podcast give you this all-access pass? Your podcast changed the game because you are no longer perceived as a business owner looking for a new account. You are now perceived as a journalist, and your show is a media channel, a conduit to an audience the guests on your show want to reach and influence. It's as simple as letting the...